The American College of Cardiology is meeting in New Orleans today, and heart specialists there are excited about a new study looking at medications that lower cholesterol. Patients who took high doses of an existing medication were able to reduce their cholesterol to a level far below current treatment targets, and as NPR's Richard Knox reports, the patients had a much lower risk of heart attack.
The new study is called Prove It. Dr. Christopher Cannon of Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston says it was designed to answer a question about cholesterol-lowering drugs called statins.
People have seen how beneficial the statin drugs have been in lowering cholesterol and preventing heart attacks. And one of the ideas has been lowering cholesterol even more would be more beneficial.
They enrolled more than 4,000 men and women hospitalized for heart attacks or uncontrollable chest pain. Half got what doctors consider the gold standard of cholesterol-lowering treatment, a statin drug called Pravacol that reduced the level of so-called bad cholesterol, or LDL, to 95. That's where current guidelines say everybody should be. The other patients got a maximal dose of a more potent statin drug, Lipitor. That got their LDL levels all the way down to 62 on average.
We found a very clear answer that there definitely was a difference favoring more intensive lowering of cholesterol with a 16% reduction in death or a major cardiac event and even a 28% reduction in mortality.
Patients who got the aggressive treatment ended up with cholesterol levels around those of rural peasants in China, whose heart disease risk is only a fraction of Americans.
I think as cardiologists, we look at this study to say, wow, the benefits of lowering cholesterol are really profound in preventing death or cardiac events.
The study unveiled today is not the only evidence that getting cholesterol as low as it can go yields major benefits. A report published last week showed the same regimen stopped the buildup of artery-clogging deposits. Standard therapy did not. Some heart experts can hardly contain their enthusiasm about what they call the ultra-lowering cholesterol regimens. Dr. Eric Topol of the Cleveland Clinic Foundation is attending the New Orleans meeting.
This is one of the biggest changes over the last 20 years in the field of cardiovascular medicine. Although we knew statins were important medicines, we had no idea about how aggressive we should be with them.
Now doctors know lower is better, at least for patients who have had heart attacks or have severe heart disease already. An additional 1.5 million Americans fall into that category each year. But Topol says millions of others probably will benefit from ultra-low cholesterol regimens.
Anyone who has arterial disease, any diabetic, anyone with a multiplicity of risk factors, these are the people who are going to derive particular benefit from more aggressive use of the statin medicines. So no longer is the LDL 90-something going to be acceptable. We're going to have to get it down to 60.
That's going beyond current evidence, but that's where many heart experts think this is leading. Dr. Sidney Smith of the University of North Carolina says more than 30 million Americans at risk for heart disease will ultimately need intensive cholesterol-lowering treatments. At a current cost of $1,400 a year, that would add billions to the nation's prescription drug bill. But Smith says that doesn't trouble him most.
I am most troubled by children who do not have fathers and mothers because they die from heart attacks.
Smith hopes drug makers will lower their prices on statin drugs substantially in return for all those millions of new patients. Richard Knox, NPR News.